welcome to a special presentation of the Famous Monsters Podcast. Jen looks at me like, special presentation? Well, yes, because as usual, we talk about horror, fantasy, and sci-fi. But today was the last episode of this season's Game of Thrones. Wah, wah, wah. Do, 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 dragons. The dragons. We are sad. With me is Jen Pham, our art director of Famous Monsters, and I am George, your jack of all trades. Let's just get right into it. Game of Thrones happened today.
It certainly did.
It was hardcore, as always, and drawn out in the best way possible, which is a lie.
I'm upset. I'm still in mourning about losing a dragon. Not okay with that.
I'm pretty sure 10 years from now, I'll be like, the dragon. My dragon.
I'm still mourning about Oberyn Martell dying, like, however many seasons ago.
Jen, too soon. Too soon.
And Hodor, like...
Hold the door.
Can we have, like, a moment of silence for everyone that's died? Okay, maybe we shouldn't do that, because we'd be here for a while.
Yeah.
So many people have died.
A lot of good people died, too. And when I say good people, I mean the ones that we hated. Yeah. And the ones that we waited for freaking seasons to die.
Little finger.
Little yes.
Finger. We've been waiting for that man to die for so long. I think all of us. This is, for me, like, the emotions of when Littlefinger, you know, when Arya just slit his throat real quick without even it, with no cares.
At all.
In the blink of the eye, she was just like, she was just waiting. Like,
cold-blooded.
Yeah, she was just like, Can I do it now? Are you done talking? Okay. Am I good to go? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Good to kill.
Killed. But for me, like, the emotions were very similar to, like, when Joffrey finally killed over.
Yes.
Like, yes! Yes! Never been so happy for a fictitious character.
I believe, if I remember correctly, you golf clapped at the end?
Yeah.
there was the... Right? I think I saw that.
I felt it was very deserving. You know? It's been a long time coming. That Weasley bastard has been... living for too long.
Yeah, I was worried too, because it felt like every time he would talk to Sansa alone, like he was inceptioning her, you know. And it had me worried. It's like, I feel like the sisters won't betray each other because, you know, Starks are reuniting again. Yeah. There's no way that this is gonna happen, right? But it's like, oh, but Littlefinger always finds a way.
And Sansa can be quite naive.
Yeah,
we're so used to, like, she had a very rough start in, you know, season one. She was a kid, still learning everything. And
for sure.
Very unaware of the deception that everything in King's Landing is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we come to see her grow into this woman that's just, now she's leading the deceiver, you know. She's been deceived and forced her hand into so many situations that she, you know. And in reality, like, they're portraying, like, kids. Like, in the books, in their teens, like.
That's important, because you actually read all the books multiple times. You're reading them again now.
Yeah, I have a little bit of a problem.
Yeah. That's okay, though. That's good. It's a good problem.
Reading's fun to
me. Yeah. Right? Remember, kids, read a book. Especially if it's Game of Thrones. But yeah, like you said, like, all of them are like teenagers.
They're all
initially.
Kids, yeah.
Right?
I think when you first meet Daenerys, like, she's like less than 14 years old. So right now she's, like, you know, the queen of all of the things right now. And she's probably in the book, like, 16, 17 years old.
It's crazy.
Which is nuts.
Yeah.
Same thing with Jon Snow. None of them have reached their 20s yet.
Yeah.
Like, according to the books. But, yeah, it's kind of insane because I'm in my 30s now and I'm still an irresponsible adult.
So don't give me a dragon.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Bills. Dracarys.
Yeah, totally.
Student loans, Dracarys. Yeah, that should be like an infomercial right there. Oh, your life problems bothering you? Get Dracarys. And burn those things to hell.
And it's like the fastest mode of transportation, you know? I don't think it's probably not the most comfortable.
But Danny isn't complaining.
No, yeah. I'd probably complain, but.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't look comfortable. I mean, the scales.
Spikes and scales, yeah.
Yeah.
At the same time, neither is any of the clothing they wear. It all looks pretty stiff. So if you can get used to that, what's dragon scales?
Yeah, no.
No?
But she's the mother of dragons, right? So I guess, I don't know. Once you ride Khal Drogo, nothing else matters, right? Like,
Yeah, I guess not. Yeah, what's a horse horse man to a dragon's back? Yeah, whatever. It's all the same. Yeah. Yeah. It got weird all of a sudden.
But we digress.
In any case, yes. Season finale, season 7.
There's only 7 episodes. I'm still upset about that. I still.
But some were longer episodes. Great, like I was whining quite a bit during this whole season. Like, I want more episodes. Yeah. They're ripping me off. But they were longer episodes, which gave us a lot of information. You know, like for instance, and didn't say it earlier, but prepare yourself for spoilers.
Oh yeah.
So loads of those.
Whoops.
But we've been knowing this for quite some time, and they've been kind of jerking our chain on this over and over again. The final reveal of Jon Snow's identity.
Yeah, they finally said it.
Yeah, so now I think some of us have wanted the Jon Snow Daenerys thing coming together, but at the same time, knowing that they're possibly family, and now that it's official, they're family. And to find out that way too, like they played it out in a very nice way still, mm-hmm. having Bronn narrate the fact that they're related as they're consummating their affections for each other. It's like full on sexy times, and Bronn's telling side boy Sam, it's like, hey, your boy, he's a Targaryen. He's not a Stark. He's not a Snow. He's not a Sun. No, he is a Targaryen. And he is the nephew to Daenerys. So let that soak in. Let that.
Yeah. And they're just getting back to that Targaryen tradition of incestual.
Keeping the blood pure.
Yeah, exactly. Without even being aware of it. And, you know, it was weird during that whole thing, just Tyrion standing outside the door. Like, he looked very, like, upset and disappointed of what was happening behind those doors. Like, he was was he hurt? Like, did he have feelings? And did he just get friend-zoned without knowing? Like, what happened?
Seriously, yeah, it's hard to tell. Like, part of it, like, I feel like he's always watching. He's very much like a Littlefinger-esque person that you can trust.
Right.
You know, because he's always watching. He's always thinking 10 steps ahead. Mm. But, like, the look in his face of what happened, it was just like, I want them to work together, but I didn't want them to work together. You know? Not like that. Bend the knee, but don't bend all yourself. Don't bend her. You know? It's like there was definitely – it felt like there was some kind of disappointment as he watched and then walked away like, God damn it.
Yeah, it was totally, like, you know, an Arrested Development moment where it's just like – you know, just, like, shoulders slumped,
yeah.
And low, just walked away, like – okay, like, you know, I mean, you could chalk it up to maybe, you know, this is a time of war and, you know, taking a moment to get, you know, affection.
Get your rocks off. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a distraction.
Yeah, yeah. Love can get in the way.
A lot of, you know, it's frowned upon, you know, in the military for fraternizing, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
It could be something, we could chalk it up to that, but... I mean, it's hard to tell because we don't have another episode to follow up.
Yeah, good job, guys.
Until next year. But, I mean, who knows? I mean, is he now with Ser Jorah, a.k.a. Ser Renzo?
Which, let's back up to that moment, I gotta say, when Jon Snow could have easily lied and told Queen Cersei, like, oh, yeah, I won't fight you after it's all done. But no, he's like, I bend my knee to the queen. The true queen, Daenerys. That's not how it all went down. But I just wanted to use the Jon Snow voice real quick. But he could have lied, and he didn't. He told her, it's like, no, I already backing this girl up. I can't back you. I'm sorry. And then Ser Jorah, the look on his face of like, oh, hell no. I just came back after getting all that freaking stone scale crap off my body. I suffered so much, and I came back for her. This was my moment. And this guy comes out of nowhere and scoops my piece off of me. Like, he looks so butthurt at what happened.
Yeah, in prior episodes, you see a lot of that, too. Like, when Ser Jorah first came back and, like, was it that episode where Jon pet Drogon and, like, they had their moment?
Yes.
Yeah, and that's when Ser Jorah came back. And it was just like, who's this creeping up on my I leave for a good minute or two, and then some fella just swoops in.
He felt betrayed. Like, you could see it every time. Every time a guy talks to her in general, there's always like that look of like, that's my girl. But yeah, when John came in, like every episode where he sees John and there's that interaction, you see, it's like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. You ever since they saw it, like, there's that look of, like, longing. I'm like, oh, you're so pretty. You're a lot prettier than I thought you'd be.
Yeah. Yeah, Jen's not much for the ooey gooey love stuff.
No, I'll just say, oh, they're gonna fall in love. It's gonna happen.
Secret lovers. Not anymore.
I mean, everyone saw it. They're like, I bet, like, if there was, like, some behind the scenes going on, like, people were just like, I bet she's gonna have that. I bet it's gonna happen.
They had, like, a pool going on.
Yeah,
like,
when do you think it's gonna happen? Yeah. All right. And there's like, shh, drawer's coming by. Can't talk about
that. Yeah. Someone goes like, The showrunners were always telling D.B. Weiss and everything. And I forgot the other guy's name. What's the other guy's name who's the showrunner with D.B.?
Dan somebody.
This is bad. We watch the show like every week and we can't remember the name of the showrunners.
I've never been. Apologies.
Yeah. But we've just talked to D.B. within our magazine and everything. Very nice guy. But they said within like the after show interviews were like, this now proposes a problem for the future. Will, like, Westerosians be cool with the fact that these two are family members? Because after all, they kept that Cersei and Jaime thing, you know, on the hush for a while because that would be wrong in their world. You know, unless you live in Dorne, it's like, hey, screw whoever you want to screw. We don't care.
Or any other part of the country that's not a part of the Seven Kingdoms.
Yeah.
Everyone overseas, like...
They can care less.
Yeah. They're called the Free Cities.
Yeah. So it definitely proposes a question like, what's going to happen now? Like, they both command large parts of this world, parts that follow them to the end of the days. Now, will they keep following them if they find out that, first of all, Jon is a Targaryen? He's not really a Stark at all. Well, that's not true. He is a Stark through his mom, you know, but they're weird. You know, if your dad's not this, then it's like that changes everything. Kind of bull crap. But, you know, will they not see him the same anymore? And will, because their family, will they hold that against them? You know, how will they react to each other? You know, will they stop caring now? Like, will they feel like, oh no, I kissed my sister, you know, kind of feel once they find out it's like, you're my aunt.
Yeah, well, in terms, I feel like, you know, there's always been that loyalty to the family,
yeah,
that sort of thing. But as all these seasons have progressed, that loyalty pretty much wavers from situation to situation. Like, we watched the Wall of Freys and their rise and collapse, Guard and Dorne, you know, all those houses. And it's seemingly turning to, I can't democracy per se, but it's just like, they're starting to, the people are following their leaders because they are leaders.
Yeah.
And true, like, these guys have proved themselves. Daenerys, you know, has fought to be where she is now. She earned the trust of everyone that backs her. Same goes for Jon. Like, he went through...
He died for them.
Yeah, like, he went through some crazy stuff to get where he is. And it shows, like, you know, these people admire and follow. So I don't think necessarily just because they found out, like, okay, you're no longer Stark, that they don't follow him anymore, per se. But there is that perception in the North that of all these people that still haven't seen the threat outside of the people that have.
Yeah.
There's that still, like, you know, there's everybody else concerned about the war down south because that's something that's actually clearly visible.
Yeah.
To them. So I think with the strife there is, like, okay, Jon bent the knee to Daenerys. And they're, everybody's still kind of, you know, Jorah said it, everybody's still butthurt about what, you know, the Mad King did.
Yeah.
To that. So there's a lot of those uneasy feelings. There's a lot. You can't erase, you know, however many years that tyrannical reign had happened. But I think those opinions might change real soon, because at the end of that episode, those White Walkers made it across.
Oh, my God.
Which...
What? We saw, we knew it was coming. As soon as we saw the wall and they came, it's like, okay, army's here. Where's the dragon? Dragon's, it's going to happen. It's going to go down. And I had a feeling, too, that it was going to be like, and we talked about it last week. And it's like, man, when that dragon comes back, I wonder what his fire is going to look like. Is he going to be like Bizarro and have like blue freezy fire or something like that? And then lo and behold, I was almost kind of right. It wasn't freezy fire, but it was still, it was blue. And I thought that was really cool. But it, I didn't think it was going to be as tremendously powerful as it turned out to be. Like, that was like some Godzilla level atomic breath kind of stuff.
I'm curious as to what kind of fire it is.
Mm.
Because let's say if, like, he sprays out a little too far. Does he take out a White Walker or two or three or four? Like,
Or is
the Night King have some magic that he can nullify the power of? Because for that wall to go down, it's a solid wall of ice.
He's a lot of heat.
So,
and blue is much hotter than than orange fire.
Right. So I'm very curious as to how that will work in future episodes that feel like forever.
Yeah. That dragon felt like it was going to be, like, it's more powerful than than Drogon, right?
Yeah. Imagine if he would have gotten Drogon.
Oh my god, I don't want to imagine that. That's our favorite one. No, I know. I got hurt when he got shanked by freaking Bronn and
that was very weird.
Yeah.
But like, just imagine, well, I question it, like, because he's like the most stubborn one out of all.
Yeah.
Like, he would have tried to like turn him, would he have been like, nah, not today.
No, I don't go down like that.
Yeah, or he probably would have just flown away, just like sucked him and like, you know, pull like a Kylo Ren and just like pound his chest. And, like, yeah. Just put the nuts back in. Hi, Danny and the crew back home. How would, you know,
curious. It's questionable, yeah, because the other two dragons are a little weaker than he is. Yeah.
Smaller than he is. And he's definitely
yeah, he didn't look so small there, the living dead dragon.
No, he definitely looks bigger.
Yeah, like, and maybe it's because he's not next to the other dragons.
Yeah, it could be.
But he looked pretty ferocious. Like, that was, despite the fact that we're not rooting for them, it was a pretty badass moment for that side of the kingdom.
Yeah, King got a new ride.
Yeah, he pimped his ride hardcore.
Yeah, totally. If I was home, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah. Thug life.
Yeah, right? But, I'm so sad about it.
Gotta say, though, I'm disappointed in the preparation of the Night's Watch and the Wall and all that stuff. Because they're there to protect everyone from that specific threat, right? Like, that's the point. Like, it's – and I'm disappointed in them. I'm disappointed in the whole Westerosian, like, world. Because the fact that they had to prove that these things existed, it's like, wait, wasn't that wall put up for that cause to begin with? Why would you protect this wall that you don't believe in? You know, it's like, it's there for that reason. And furthermore, it's like, that wall's there to protect everyone, right? Mm-hmm. Why the hell would – especially at – when Jon Snow and Sam find out that fire can kill them, like, they know that. They don't have dragonglass yet, but they know that fire can kill them. Wouldn't you set up fire traps down below, like, where they would come at you?
Without
like a moat of fire. Like, you should have an ongoing moat of fire at all times, you know?
That's also a matter of surprise. The area that got attacked was in Castle Black, which is the most fortified, you know. They were at Eastwatch, which they just sent. You know,
that's true. That is true.
So, aside from being underprepared, because the wildlings don't know about these things. Granted, they do.
Yeah.
But as far as like fortifying a castle and those sort of military defenses, they're not trained. It's more guerrilla warfare for them.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And also, aside from a lack of supplies, it also been how their world of, you know, how this world works is the seasons last for like years. Like winter lasts for like 20 years. And so generations have passed where, you know, sure, like the first children or whatever they were called. And, you know, these White Walkers, it's been particularly like maybe generations and generations before anyone has ever seen them. So it's easy to believe, you know, they call it old wives' tale to scare the kids. But that wall, essentially, since that threat hadn't been there for a long time, their only threat was these wildlings. That's what the wall never really became, just to defend against some wildlings. So eventually, because of like lack of resources in all the other cities and lack of funding, being the biggest thing, they're all very much capitalists themselves. So, you know, the only people
it's getting political now.
Yeah, because the only the only people that would get sent over there, as we know, are all like killers and rapists, and you know, not exactly the cream of the crop that you'd want.
You didn't always get a Jon Snow who volunteered himself.
Yeah, you're not getting the most honorable men.
Yeah.
It's a prison, you know, and it's basically rehab.
Yeah.
So somewhere along the line, people stopped volunteering to go and, you know, defend the realm, and it became more of a punishment than anything else. So through the generation, you just lose track of what's important. They're gonna learn.
Yeah, for sure. The thing for me, it's like, how many seasons now has Jon been up there? Like, season, what, I want to say two or three, and I could be very wrong, But that's when, like, John and Sam first met a White Walker, and they killed one.
I mean,
you know, they each killed one. They, you know.
Yeah, in episode one, we saw a White Walker.
Well, we did, yeah. But I'm saying, yeah, like, but those two guys are specifically
far from Winterfell, either.
Yeah, but it's like something like that. It's like, okay, so for a good few seasons now, you guys have known about the White Walkers. You've known how to kill them. It's like, how have you still not? Like, he was the freaking leader of the Night's Watch. And they never thought about, like, prepping with some kind of traps like that. It's just like, come on, guys. You're slacking here, you know? And I'm not saying that, you know, maybe the Moat of Fire is too much.
Yeah.
But,
you have, like, to get some
nice one or two traps, you know what I mean?
What do they call that stuff? The battle.
Oh, like that green fire stuff? Wildfire? Yeah.
Yeah.
That stuff seems badass. Let's get some more of that. Granted, that seemed like it was kind of hard to get, you know?
And it seemed like a lot of it was in King's Landing. And
yeah.
Went aflame in one shot. Reserves for that.
True, but it's still, I just feel it's like, man, and granted, you know, this is one of those things when you watch a TV show, it's like, you know, they could have done this, why didn't they do that, you know?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
But I don't care. I want,
the best for our favorite people.
Yeah.
You know, we want them to survive. I don't know what the fate of our, you know, our favorite red-bearded man is.
I think he survived.
He seems like a survivor.
Because someone has to come tell John what the hell happened. It has to be him.
This is true. But at the same time, we saw, before that all happened, we saw Bronn doing his raven thing, his eyes were.
That is true.
And
yeah.
There were ravens along that wall.
Yeah.
So he easily could have seen everything that happened. Oh, he's like, that is true. He might as well have seen whatever happened with Daenerys and Jon.
He sees everything. Yeah. Bronn is pretty much Santa Claus right now. He knows when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake, he knows when you're f***ing your aunt. Yeah,
I don't know.
It's just the way. It's the way of the world.
The way of the world.
When you're the three-eyed raven.
Yeah.
That boy leads a sad life.
Yeah, broken in so many ways.
Yeah.
And just swashing things. Just creepy warrior. Right?
Yeah. Which I love how Sam responded to finding out like what happened. He's like, "Oh, what happened to you after the wall?"
And
he's like, "I became the three-eyed raven."
Oh,
that's, I don't know what that is. But he's just like, okay.
He's so jolly. He's like, he's so
I accept it. It's like, I've read a lot of books.
Like, I didn't read any books about that one.
It's like, but that, I guess that is what it is.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. You're crazy, son of a.
But it seems to be like the world, like, I love how that's where the world they're in now. Like,
yeah.
Everyone that he meets. It's just, it makes you think of like the Defenders and how Iron Fist is like, I'm the immortal Iron Fist. And he has to tell the whole world this. But of course, in that show, people are like, the hell's that? What's an Iron Fist? You punch a dragon? Yeah, okay, good story. But in this world, like, he has to tell everyone, it's like, I'm the three-eyed raven. And everyone's like, okay, yeah, why not?
I don't know what that is.
But like, he explained it's like, I see things. Okay, you see things. Like, no one really questions it. Like, it's not like when Cersei's told, like, there's dragons and there's White Walkers. And Cersei's just like, yeah, okay, keep your wife's tail up your butt. All right, don't send that stuff at me, that jive talk. Granted, when she sees it, which I gotta say, possibly one of the most badass characters in the whole show is Cersei. Because that White Walker came right up to her face. And while she didn't look, like, afraid like everyone else, like, oh, snap, a dead thing's gonna come kill us. It was just like, oh, damn, they weren't lying to me. This is real. Well, now I got to devise a plan against this.
Yeah.
But, like, she didn't look afraid. Just like when she saw the dragon, she's just like, there was this.
She was very calm.
She wears a cloak of confidence on her at all times, which is so badass.
Yeah.
Like, I respect that hardcore. You know?
Yeah, there were definitely, as much as I hate to admit, some qualities to Cersei. But, you know, I actually kind of really am enjoying this season of Cersei because she's just kind of like, no f***s given.
So yeah.
She's no care in the world. She's like, I don't care who knows that I'm with Jamie. Everybody knows already, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't care if they catch me in his room or vice versa. Like, whatever. I'm going to do what I want. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to try to kill me. I got the mountain over here, zombie mountain. He's not going to let anything happen to me. So, I mean, I guess if I had zombie mountain on my side, I wouldn't care. Either.
It's true. It's true. She has, like, her own dragon of sorts on her side.
It's true. I mean, sorry, I'm still in mourning about that.
Ugh.
It's a little raw because I think I'm gonna be upset about it for a while.
I gotta say, like, thinking forward now of the next season, what's that showdown gonna look like? Because you know you're gonna see dragon on
dragon.
Yeah, and
oh,
like,
man.
I feel like the dragons do care for each other.
Yeah,
you know, so it's like, how are the other dragons gonna react when they see their fallen brother? Like, are they going to realize, like, oh, this is a bad dragon? Or like, will there be some kind of like, oh, it's my dragon brother? And then he comes closer, like, oh, snap, that's not our dragon brother anymore. Yeah. You know? And like, who will be the stronger one? Yeah. Like, I fear this is what's going to happen. I feel like that living dead dragon, the White Walker dragon, is going to kill the other one. Yeah, the little one, yeah. And there's going to be a showdown between that one and Drogon. That's what I fear is going to happen.
Oh, like, no, I think they can't get another dragon on their side.
No, I think like, all the dragons might die. That's what I think.
That hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
So much.
Because we got to keep, like, that other dragon, he's powerful. And then Cersei still has her freaking super, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, she made more.
Oh,
you know. So that you got factored in. Like, I don't see the dragon surviving much longer after all this.
Stop.
Which, man. Just got really sad. I thought sad as I said it. I was like, man, I got really depressed all of a sudden. It was funny. We were talking about it, and it's like I still feel the same way. It's like when Drogon got shot with the arrow, that freaking huge spear,
and that cry.
Yeah, I was like, no, my baby.
Yeah.
And then when we lost the other dragon to the White Walker, so I was like, no. Like, I felt hurt. I literally felt so hurt. And when the wolves died, I felt it, but nowhere near as much as we felt with these dragons. I was like, these poor baby dragons.
Because we didn't. I mean, we saw the wolves when they were pups, so wherever they ended up in life.
Yeah.
But I felt like watching that growth we didn't see as much of that as we saw these dragons.
Yeah, there wasn't, the connection wasn't there.
In their pretty eggs, and then when they came out.
Their pretty eggs.
Very pretty eggs.
Yeah.
I want some of those eggs, because I want dragons of my own.
Eggs, I'm hungry. No.
But yeah, we saw them from the, you know, from when they hatched to their tiny stages, and then to their awkward stages where they haven't quite grown into their
bodies. Like their awkward stages.
Well, yeah, because they were like long and lanky.
Yeah.
And, you know, they weren't really like muscular yet.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it's like that weird, you know, the deer phase when they're just.
When they were just like emo dragons.
Yeah. And then now they're all, you know, plump and grown.
Yeah.
We're watching our babies grow up. It's heartbreaking to see when a child.
Yeah, especially when Daenerys is talking, it's like, you know, I lost my dragon for you, and it's like, and you couldn't just like lie to Cersei and be like, you know, and I was like, yeah, Jon, we lost our dragon. You couldn't, you know,
you can't tell a lie.
Can't tell a white lie. Hanging on all that snow and all those. Your name is Jon Snow. Tell a white lie, all right? Shouldn't be that hard.
I know. Every single one was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, I appreciate, it's funny from Daenerys, because she was like, I want you to bend the knee. Like, yeah. The entire season, like, every other sentence when she talked to Jon was like, if you bend the knee. And now he finally bends the knee. She's like, you can't lie! Why did you have to bend the knee right now?
You could have stood for this one, all right?
You could have bent the knee later.
I guess that's what that sex scene was for. He was making up for not bending the knee, and all the bends.
Yeah, what's funny to me is that, you know, he's saying, like, you know, I can't break another oath or oaths. But he's been breaking oaths left and right.
He's true.
He broke oath to the Night's Watch.
Yep.
He broke that really quick.
Oh, he broke it hard. He broke a whole piece off up in Ingrid or whatever her name was.
Ygritte,
yeah.
Yeah.
Broke it all off.
He abandoned his, like, he broke all of the oaths that, whatever that law
right.
was, he
just. Once you become a part of the Night's Watch, you can't become a king.
Yeah,
became a king.
He killed some of his own brothers. He killed whoever else. He had sex when he was supposed to. And then he left his post indefinitely. You know, I think telling a lie after everything that's going on, like, it shouldn't have been.
He may as well be Jon Snow, Oathbreaker.
Exactly. That should be the new name of the sword.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. Noble intentions as it may be, I mean, let's face the reality of this. I mean, you've broken all your promises.
So, baby, you break the rules.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's keep breaking the rules. Why are we stopping here? And same thing with Cersei when she promised to do her thing. And she's like, you know, there it is. Yep. We all saw
it. Like, I don't even believe she's pregnant still. I still think that's a lie.
That's hard to tell. Because at first when she told Jaime, it's like, okay, that could be a lie. But she's just talking to Tyrion, and she didn't even bring it up. She just kind of, like, instinctually just, like, you know.
Rubbed her belly.
And that's when he saw it. But at the same time, she's so deceiving. Maybe that was on purpose.
And I think, like, at the end of the show, the producers were talking about it. Uh-huh. That right there was just Cersei outsmarting Tyrion one more time. It's like, even though the two of them know each other so well, yeah. You know, and as much as there's that hatred from her to him, like, they're still family, and there's so much that keeps them so close, mm-hmm. that Tyrion looked at this as a way to use that knowledge and, like, maybe bring her to their side. But she knew Tyrion would try to do that.
Yeah.
And if she uses this as an opportunity, it's like, if he thinks I'm pregnant and I bend to what they want, he'll believe me. You know, so, and then right afterwards you saw, like, boom, there was the betrayal,
yeah.
You know. And she still tried to use that card further with Jaime, which was the next big thing we've been waiting for a while, is that Jaime finally freaking realizes that his lover's sister is a royal C-U-N-T, you know? And he finally leaves. But, you know, she's like, you know, pretty much straight up, it's like, I don't need you anyway because I got a new one coming. And I feel like she said that as maybe like her last draw, like maybe this will bring him back to me. Because I don't think she wanted to lose him because she didn't have the mountain kill him.
Right.
You know?
That's twice she got challenged.
Yeah. Because the end of the day, she does love him. I think that still stays true. You know? Otherwise, she would have had them out and kill him right there and then. So, I don't know. I don't trust the baby card, honestly.
I don't either, because she's a hard one.
Yeah.
She's a wily one. That's Cersei. I mean, she definitely knows how to play all of the cards in her arsenal.
Yeah.
To her best advantage. I wish I was that smart. I couldn't even, like, I can be a pretty good liar, but, like, to weave such intricate webs as the way she does, like, it's beyond anything I could ever fathom. It's good writing, guys.
Yeah. It's true, because we're at a place now, like, we're beyond the books now.
Way beyond.
So, granted, like, we know that Martin is helping them with the story and everything.
Yeah.
But you got to give major props to the writers and producers of the show, because they're doing an amazing job with this thing.
I gotta say, though, when I was reading the book, so Cersei didn't seem as, like, cunning and smart as she is in this.
Yeah.
You know, she's very driven on her emotions.
Mm.
And that shows.
That's definitely shows still, yeah. Because if she played things truly smart, she would realize, like, oh, damn, I should stop fighting these guys. That White Walker thing's pretty dangerous.
Yeah. She'd probably still have all her kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
poor kid.
Like,
Tommen and Marcella, like,
they didn't
deserve what they got. Like, they were actually good kids.
They were. They were probably the only Lannisters that probably were still innocent.
Yeah.
I don't know what would have happened if they lived and gotten older, but, you know.
Who knows? Because, you know, at the end of the day, like, Jaime is still a good guy, too.
He is.
You know?
Very true.
Like, at that point, like, when he's prepping his men to fight that battle, and he's telling her, it's like, I made a promise.
Yeah.
You know, that meant something. It's like, he may be called the Kingslayer and everything, but it's because he is a man of his word, too. Like, when he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it.
True.
You know? So the fact that he did that, I feel that goes a long way. You know, just like his relationship with Tyrion, that's a big thing, I feel, for him. It's like, no matter what bad thing he may do, it's because he thinks he's doing the best thing he's supposed to be doing. You know? And he does try to find good in things.
No, it's true.
You know,
it's probably the more reasonable of the twins.
Yeah.
Obviously the more reasonable of the
twins. Yeah.
I forget that they're supposed to be twins too. Because obviously they don't look like twins in the show.
Yeah, of course.
That's what they are, which is even...
Well, they don't have to be identical twins.
A sexual relationship is any better if they're not twins.
but it definitely feels worse.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, like, the level of wrong.
Yeah, it's so true. Closest twin connection ever.
No.
Besides Siamese twins, you can't get any closer than that.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe they wished to have been Siamese twins. Nasty.
Just can't get that thought
out
of my head. Thanks for the visuals.
But I gotta say, I'm so glad he finally freaking left her ass. And I'm wondering if we'll now finally see him hook up with Brienne.
Man, but what if, like, Redbeard comes back and it's just like this weird, like,
well, she don't like him.
No,
I think that's pretty clear. But he'll be hurt.
I picture her face in, like, the awkward position that she'll be in. She's just like, why are these two, are they fighting over me?
Yeah.
I could just see her be like,
and Podrick would be there. Oh, I think they like you, my lady. Damn it, Podrick.
Well, how many Podricks do Podrick. He disappeared with Bob Brown, and we didn't see him for the rest of the episode.
Well, we know that Long Dong Podrick does have a reputation with the ladies of the garden. Maybe he went to go see the brothel.
True.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a legend there now.
He says the brothels in King's Landing are far superior.
Yeah.
So, and I'm just like, Podrick, you're back! Yay!
Bow, 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 bow! But who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen Gendry for was a couple episodes now.
Well, the boy ran a marathon, so you know, he has to rest up.
Yeah, is he on the ship with them? Did he go on the ship with them, or is he stuck at? Did he go to Castle Black at the end of that episode?
Yeah, yeah.
So is he there?
And he looked like he was spent, like he fell down.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So,
who knows how long he was running.
Yeah, even Usain Bolt has to take a day's rest or two, right?
I love all the memes in the GIFs. So, like, they put his face on every, like, winning. Like, they put him, like, they superimpose his face on Usain Bolt, like, several times. It's like, I am the winner, fastest man alive.
Just triathlon. Yeah, I've been saying for a while, like, people travel pretty fast in this goddamn show, all right? It's hard to run fast in the cold.
In the snow.
And you're bundled up, you know. And it's not like he's black. If he's black, it's like, all right, black people are known for being fast, all right? He's from Kenya or something. Like, no, he's not. He's a little white guy, you know. And he booked it. You swear the cops were on him. How fast he got there. It was pretty ridiculous because we're assuming they were gone for a while.
Yeah.
You know, they may seem like they've been on a trek, you know, because they got to a mountainous area. And there is no mountainous area next to the wall. There's just woods. There's a bunch of trees. So they went deep out there. And it seemed like he got there within the day, you know? So that was pretty impressive. Boy's fast. Gets all the medals.
All of them. I want to see that race.
No.
Usain Bolt versus Gendry.
Gendry Baratheon. A deer versus lightning. But no, everyone, like, the speed that everyone travels at is ridiculous, you know? Like, dragons must be ridiculously fast. I don't know. They must have a Hemi in there or something. I don't know. But like you've shown me the maps now. Yeah. So they are on the other side of the world and they got to the freaking wall.
Beyond the wall,
yeah. In record time. And what's even crazier is that Dany's never been past and like she hasn't been up north.
Yeah.
And she knew exactly where to go. Do dragons have like dragon GPS or something that we don't know about?
He just sniffs out the danger. It's like she just put like a cloth at John, like some dirty.
Yeah, is that
or, like, or sniff him out.
Do they just know Targaryen blood when they smell it? Well, excuse me.
That could be a thing because he didn't like bite John's hand off.
Yeah. Which I guess going to dragons, that whole thing. Like we've been waiting for a while. I know dragons are lost. The three riders. There's been that myth, that lore of the three riders.
Yes.
We know obviously Daenerys was going to be one of them. That went without saying.
The Night King is one.
I don't think we ever saw the Night King being one. No. I remember when we first saw this, we talked about it's like, oh, it's going to be Daenerys. I bet Grey Worm's going to get a dragon. And Tyrion, they're all going to get a dragon. But now it's like, oh, snap. Yeah. White Walker got a dragon.
our innocent, hopeful minds never thought that the dragon would fall to the other two.
Yeah. Which now means I think Jon Snow must get the other dragon.
And he is a Targaryen.
Yeah, so exactly.
He should be allowed to ride.
That'd be pretty cool.
Going back to Jon, like now that he's a Targaryen, if they tell him, and that now he's a man,
yeah,
is he like now he's the true heir of the Iron Throne? Like, will that cause some kind of strife between him and Dany? I personally don't see it happening. Because it's not something that he's ever been after.
Yeah, he doesn't care for it. Yeah,
wanted to be a leader.
He's like Conan. You know, he just becomes the king. It's not he wants to become the king, but the people said he is, so he is.
The positions that he's been in, like he's never actually
wanted
to assume these responsibilities. I don't really see that happening, but that could cause a little bit of like some drama between them.
Yeah, because others might still be stuck in those old ways. Everyone. Like, and the thing is, like Tyrion has been stressing that to her lately too, the line of succession.
Yeah.
And how does that roll down?
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
She can't. If she truly can't produce heirs, but he can with
anyone else, yeah,
then that's
things will lean his way.
Yeah, unless you know she takes the Iron Throne and they don't get married and he makes babies with other people, will his kids take it over after in the end?
Yeah. And it's still that question, can she really not reproduce?
Yeah.
You know, maybe she can. Maybe she just needs some of more of that Targaryen D. I don't know.
Yeah, how strong is Jon's seed?
Yeah.
I gotta watch back those episodes and see what exactly happened there.
Well, just like how winter came for Game of Thrones, winter is now coming for us, so I see what we'll be doing for this winter. Game of Thrones recap!
Game of Thrones recap, all the way from season one.
So we can cry all over again at all of the deaths.
I just, before we started this podcast, I was looking at pictures of the baby dragons.
It's true.
Back from season one or two when they were still tiny, tiny, adorable little things. I'm just like, oh, and now you're gone.
But you bring up a good point, though. Like, I wonder what kind of strife that will bring. The thing is, like,
I think it's gonna bring a lot of
Daenerys, though, she's also been very big on that whole thing of, like, the throne belongs to me because I'm the last one. Yeah. So she's been actually leaning on that whole thing, too, of that I'm the rightful heir to this throne, you know?
She's stubborn.
She is stubborn. It's true. But I'm just saying, like, if she's going to be going, because she's living her life by those rules also of that rightful heir talk, you know? So if she's going to live by those rules, in essence, she should abide by that too. Not that I agree with it, you know, because let's be honest, like, she's done some amazing stuff. Like, they should just follow her, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, the cool thing with them is, like, if the two of them could put things aside, you know, which they're pretty reasonable people,
they'll
rule pretty magnificently, you know, because they're still all about the people.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah. I don't think John doesn't want it.
Yeah. He doesn't care.
And to be honest, I feel like once the cat's out of the bag, at least between them, I feel like John won't, like, they probably want to keep it under wraps because they know, aside from their tight inner circle, like, if the other houses, especially the houses in the north, find out, that might be an issue.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because this is what I look at, and that's why I bring back what I said earlier. It's like, I feel if they all found out, like, how would the North react? Like, the North might feel betrayed, you know, because he's not a Stark. And it's like, despite however loyal they are acting right now, they've also shown that when something changes, when they get new information,
they're so wishy-washy.
They're pretty, yeah, they get pretty ignorant. You know, it's like, oh, what? You're a Targaryen. You lied to us this whole time. You're not a Stark. As if, like, he knew, you know? Yeah. You know, it's like, yeah, I've known since I was a baby and I lied to everyone. I lied to Ned Stark. I lied to everyone. Yep. That's what went down. You know, they're that stupid that they would do something like that. That's what I feel could happen. And it's true what you're saying. It's like, he probably would lie about it. That's where
the one time he lies.
Yeah.
this would be an important time to lie.
Yeah, it would be.
To not cause civil war up north when there's already so much other BS coming towards you.
Yeah.
Like over 100,000 of that BS.
And growing.
Some giants and some bears.
Those giants look so much bigger than before. Like, they were big, but
I think what was ominous about this is now you actually, like how the editing went. Like,
yeah.
They were very dark, and then, like, those blue eyes really just pierced through. So it just gave them, like, an even more ominous.
Yeah, the scope of things was definitely impressive, to say the least.
Because, like, when you look down from the wall, you're like, oh, there's a bunch of trees. Oh, wait, no, those are people.
Yeah.
Those are people coming out from those trees. Okay, that is a sea of people.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Like, I thought it was impressive when we saw Danny's army come to the wall.
Yeah.
You know, but then when we saw that one, it's like, oh, man, they don't got enough people down there.
Nope, screwed. Totally screwed.
Yeah.
I don't think they're truly, well, it's clear to show that they're truly unprepared for this, because I don't know how much time has passed since they started mining that dragon glass, but I'm pretty sure there's definitely not enough to go around to begin with.
Oh, no. Which I gotta say, speaking of the dragon glass, I don't know if you noticed it, but, like, when Jon stabbed the White Walker to prove, like, how to kill them, did it seem like it broke apart and disappeared?
The dragon?
Yeah, because, like, he stabbed him, and you heard, like a kind of sound, and then his hand was empty.
Was it?
Like, it didn't look like the dagger he used went back into his, like, sheath or whatever. It was gone. And it's like, well, why would he stab and leave the dagger there? You know, that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, because that would be weird, because that breaks, like, what they've done in past episodes.
Yeah.
Because Sam still have his dragon glass? Because he had
What, like, oh, from the, no, he left one behind.
He left
one
behind.
Yeah. Yes. I remember when that season happened and we were like, what are you, stupid? You just figured out how to kill them. Why would you drop it? Yeah. Keep it with you. Yeah. But it was Sam. He was stupid.
When he had killed the White Walker, that he didn't lose the weapon. He just actually just physically lost the weapon.
Yeah, he dropped it. We saw him actually drop it.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess, I don't know if that's an oops. Maybe we should, I guess
we have to watch it again.
And, you know, cheer for Littlefinger's death and then cry about the dragon again.
But just say, like, with as amazing the show is, there are those little things that happen that you have to, like, question, like, wait, did they just mess up right there?
Yeah.
Or is there something else that we just don't know yet? You know, because, like, the episode before, when we see John kill one of the head, like, White Walkers, one of the leaders, and then all the other White Walkers just fell to the ground. And it's like, oh, snap, that's a way to kill a lot of them in one shot. But then one survived. And it's like, wait, you just showed us that if you kill a White Walker leader, that the other ones die. But that one stayed alive. Like, how, what's going on? Why'd that happen? Which made us think. It made us think even further back. Because when I saw that, I was like, wait a second. You brought up. Yeah, you brought up the episode from the season even before that, when he killed his first White Walker leader.
Yeah.
And no other White Walkers fell.
That army just grew larger.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, you've created now this rule that seems to bend, you know, whichever way you guys want. It's like, what does that mean? You know, do you kill a White Walker leader and then their followers die with them, or do they not? Like, what is that? Which makes me think, it's like, and which we had talked about before, it's like, what if the White Walker leaders, if they turn someone with their own powers, are those the ones who are linked to them? And then maybe the ones that just die on their own fruition are not linked fully. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe there's that. Like, there's so many questions that arise when you create that kind of situation. Right. You know, it's like, what were they thinking? What's going on? You know?
Well, there's also, because remember in, like, several seasons back, like, they would take the babies from Craster's Keep?
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
It's like, maybe the ones that they turn, like, all those babies are the ones that are linked. As opposed to the ones that, you know, just...
Yeah. Well, I always question is that I thought the babies maybe turned into... Because, like, you know, they have levels. Mm-hmm. You got the White Walker leaders, which are, like, you have the Night King and then his followers, you know, who were with him. Like, those are the almost like dark elves of sorts.
Yeah, they're like the general.
Yeah, you know. But then you got, like, there's a level below them, which look kind of like them, but almost look kind of like the undead White Walkers. Yeah. It was the first White Walker we saw in season one. You know, he looked like he was conscious. Like, he knew what he was doing.
The 70s rock star.
Yeah, yeah. You know. And then, of course, you got, there's just, like, the White Walker undead that are just, like, the Walking Dead version, you know, of Game of Thrones. You know, so it seems like there's levels. So I always thought that maybe the babies turned into, like, a mid-level kind of thing, you know, that had a consciousness. Because if they're babies, they obviously grow up, you know.
A lot of speculation. But
yeah. Which then goes to, like, another thing. It's like, since you bring the baby thing up, it's like, he was giving babies for a while. Like, the baby thing was happening for a bit.
For a while,
you know, it's like, where are all those babies now? You know, are they woven in there? Like, are they in the background waiting for something or whatever? You know? So many things.
So many questions unanswered until hopefully
next season, which is the last, right? Right? Oh, I don't want to say that out loud. Damn.
Hurts my feelings. I don't know what they're going to do. Like, they've talked about doing spin-off shows.
Yeah, which I think one got signed off already, but they haven't said what it is yet. Yeah, so we're still in that world of mystery.
Okay. I don't know what I would be interested in seeing all the spin-off shows.
I don't, and of course, like, what? Because it could be, with Game of Thrones, it could be anything. Like, we could be following a character. We could be following a whole different timeline.
That's true.
You know? There's other parts to this world that we still haven't even seen yet. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, we've been to Dorne, but we haven't really seen the inner workings of Dorne all that well compared to, like, other places. Right?
That's true, yeah.
You know? And there's some other intricate parts to this planet that we just don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the main focus throughout all these seasons, like, the most that we've seen from any of those towns and cities is King's Landing, Winterfell.
Yeah.
Castle Black.
Which is not much of a location.
You know, yeah, but, like, as far as, like, a setting goes.
Yeah, yeah.
And seeing the inner workings and who lives, who's there. I mean, what else have we seen? We've seen a little bit of Meereen.
Yeah.
Not really fully. Because in the beginning, Daenerys is just traveling from...
One slaver town to another slaver town.
Yeah, exactly. Dari was in Braavos for a little while, but you didn't really see a lot of that. That was just really one 1-2 season.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, you're still looking at it through her perspective, yeah, as opposed to like the grand scheme. Yeah, like when we're in King's Landing, we get to see King's Landing from different perspectives, yeah, you know, which really gets just lets you see exactly how that thing lives and breathes, mm-hmm, you know. And like this show, it's, you know, you mentioned politics earlier, and like this show manages to hit every level of how a world exists. And there's definitely a lot of politics. And I feel like we don't get to see the rest of the world and how it runs. Like, we hear about it. Like, for instance, the whole thing was like up in King's Landing and up north, you don't do sex with your brother and sisters, you know. But like you said, down in the other side of the world, the whole other side of the world really doesn't care about that kind of stuff,
yeah,
which affects how they run their whole system, yeah, of things, you know.
I mean, they're all slaver cities, so it's really, it's all merchants.
And yeah.
They're driven by the more of the economics and trade.
Yeah, the capital and everything. Like
that other side of politics.
Yeah.
It's basically who has the most money, and they get to rule. And it's not really a rulership, really, down there, like each city.
Yeah.
To a degree, anyway.
I was like, Danny did have to kill a leader or two, though.
Yeah, for sure. She cuts the purse strings of the richest person.
And then boom.
And
done. Robin Hood Daenerys.
I still wonder where Bronn's intentions lie. Like, in my heart of hearts, I want him to switch sides. Because especially now that Jaime's left. Like,
yeah.
Actually, since Jaime's left, who's there to actually protect him?
It's true. Yeah, because Cersei wanted to kill him.
Cersei's definitely not fond of
him. Yeah.
So I feel like we're going to see Bronn on the other side pretty soon.
Even in this episode, like, he made it clear he's looking out for number one.
Yeah.
You know, wherever he sees the advantage, that's where he's going to go. He's always made that clear, I feel like, from the beginning, you know, despite the fact that he's gotten along with the Lannister brothers and they're friends, and he doesn't really want to fully admit that. It's at the end of the day, it's like, where's my money coming from, and which side is the side I'll stay alive the longest?
She's gonna stop paying him real quick.
Yeah.
If she was at all.
No, that was all Jaime. You know that.
Yeah, and I'm curious because, like, in that episode, she talks about now she's backed up by the Iron Bank, but I never saw where that gold went, if that gold even made it home during that battle.
Well, they made it seem like some gold did make it back to them. Okay. Yeah, because there was a line within, like, the last episode before this one, mm-hmm, where they talk about it. Not all the gold got destroyed,
oh,
but a good amount of it did.
Right. I feel like that, I don't know how much came back, but I feel like it wouldn't. That dude made it sound like she owed a lot,
yeah,
to the Iron Bank because of
all with interest.
With interest, yeah, because of everything that's been happening so far, and with Robert's discretions,
yeah,
indiscretions rather, and yeah, he spent lots of money on booze and whores.
So all them bastards.
All of them. Don't think he was paying child support on anyone, but like,
I think that's obvious. Seeing that Gendry was a blacksmith, yeah,
yeah. But nonetheless, like, I feel like whatever came back would not have been enough for the Iron Bank to be like, okay. Especially, like, they said it themselves, they back the winning side.
Yeah.
So, knowing that the word travels fast, they know that Daenerys has a dragon. She came in there and she burned half the gold that they had, or whatever the amount was.
Yeah.
And, you know, took everyone out with her dragons and her army. I feel like they were like, yeah, despite what you've given us back, you still owe us this money, and we're going to go talk to Daenerys.
Peace.
Yeah. I mean, if I was the Iron Bank, it'd be clear as day to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she also did say, like, it's the mercenaries that they're getting, too. Not necessarily the Iron Bank. So maybe she's using some of that money to just get the mercenaries.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. We just happen to live on that island.
Mercenaries?
That's what they're saying, right? That the mercenaries of the Iron Bank.
Oh, no. Remember in way back when Daenerys was but a youngling, and she was approached by three dudes. One of them was Dario.
Mm-hmm.
And
the sons of whatever.
Yeah. There were three companies,
yeah,
basically. There were three mercenary groups. And Second Sons,
yeah,
is what's with her currently, because that was Dario's whatever. And then, well, he took over because he killed all of them. And
Kill.
And the Golden Company was another one.
So
they're back. They're not with the Iron Bank, but they're that part of that land.
Okay.
So Euron has to go all the way back to get them.
Yeah.
And then come all the way back. Yeah. If he is truly doing what he's doing. Maybe he told Cersei that's what he's doing, but
yeah.
I mean, what's Cersei gonna do? She has no naval fleet anymore. Like, is she gonna go after him for walking away and going back to his island?
He's like her. He's a hard card to read. Like, yeah. He seems like he's very much about himself, but who knows?
I feel like he's pretty plain and simple too. Like, I mean, if I were him, like, oh, they can't swim. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to chill. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to wait my days out and do that.
Yeah. Which I got to say, they're all pretty stupid. Like, okay, they can't swim, but they're not known for swimming. They're known for walking. They're called white walkers. They will walk through the water. I'm pretty sure that water will not stop them. Yeah. Even though, it, admittedly, they did stop when they were up in the north and the freezing water was there. But I don't know. I question if that's because of the fact of the they knew they couldn't get to the ice. I think that's what it probably was, more than the fact that the water stopped them.
Yeah.
I think they would walk in the water. That's just my speculation, at least.
Yeah, because it's not like they need to breathe.
Yeah.
I guess it's a matter of, do they freeze themselves? Like,
I don't think so.
Certain situations, or they just keep moving. Like, they probably don't. It's not like they're all bundled up or anything. They're all just scalpel.
They're just bone.
They're just bone, right? Yeah. Must be nice not to get to.
That dead life.
Dead life. Okay, so we need some dragon drakaris to take away my bullet and some of that dead life. And then I'll be.
And you'll never be cold again.
And I'll never be cold again. Right, that sounds like a plan. That's right.
Westeros life goals.
I jump sides, guys.
So tell me, what are your speculations for the future of this show? Like, we're probably going to get another, like, 7 to 6 episodes again next season.
Which hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the last season. Like, I want, like, 30 episodes.
Yeah, because now, like, you got to think, ooh, we got, you know, Team Stark is back, you know, together. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Bronn knows a lot of stuff.
He knows all of the
stuff. He knows all the stuff, yeah, you know.
What's to come?
It's like, what's he going to do to get everyone prepped for this, of what's to come? And like, what can he do himself to maybe help besides telling, but like actually physically do? Because mm-hmm. we've seen he can go back in time and actually affect time, like how he did with Hodor.
Yeah.
You know, so like, and then granted, he's at a place now where he's not so emotional anymore. Like, he seems very diverted from any kind of like emotional affection towards anyone. Yeah.
Now.
He's, you know, if they needed someone to be the one in the Matrix, he could be that person now. You know?
Yeah,
you know, which says, I feel like that's what he is. Like,
he just
goes into the Matrix of Westeros and he sees everything, you know. But like, I wonder, what's he going to do? Like, we've seen a lot of fan theories that speculate, you know, like he's been the Bronn of all the Bronns of the past. Like, he was named after a Bronn. So like, maybe he goes back in time and helps build the wall. Maybe he goes back in time and does something. Yeah. You know, it's like, I question, like, maybe one of the sisters dies, you know, maybe John dies again, you know, and he sees this, you know, does he then, maybe something happens where he's like, oh my God, like, my family's dying. Like, this is it. Like, I got to go back and stop something, you know, like, maybe he thinks himself to go all the way back in time to the beginning or whatever, you know, and try to, like, I feel like
when they first, we saw that scene of when the children of the forest, like,
yes,
first turned that dude into a white.
Yeah. Boy. Like, what if he goes all the way back to that?
Yeah,
or something. Who knows? Like, I feel like some kind of Terminator thing is going to happen. You know, which already has for him.
Yeah, it's time travel.
Yeah. I just feel like he's going to go back and it's like he'll reset the whole thing somehow. Yeah.
There's another theory I was sort of reading about. I don't know if you've seen it, where they're like, Bronn is the Night King. Have you seen that one?
No, what? Yeah. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
and that, hence why the Night King always senses him every time.
Yeah, like, one of the theories is like, because, you know, he can, like, what's the term they use, but like he can basically possess the body.
Yeah.
So one of the theories is that he goes in and tries to possess the body of the Night King to obviously try to stop him from doing his thing.
Yeah.
And he can't get out. Because there was that thing, remember, like, when he goes back in time or whatever, and the Raven had warned him, like, if you spend too much time, you won't be able to leave.
Mm.
So that was the thing, that if he went in and possessed the body, like, back in time or whatever.
Yeah.
He couldn't leave. And so now there's actually 2 iterations of Bronn because... Yeah. Which, it's a little far-fetched, but...
But they're pretty cool.
But it's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And that's certainly a theory to look into. That kind of blew my mind. Someone even photoshopped... It's in an album, but some... Like, you know how the Night King has, like, some weird crest thing on his chest, and so I'm gonna have photoshopped that crest onto, like, Bronn's woolen coat.
Yeah.
That people call it not on. It's like, that's Photoshop. That was you know, just to... Rile up,
yeah,
that's what internet trolls
are. That'd be an interesting thing, though.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see, certainly. Like, we always knew that Bronn had a bigger role to play in all of this, and his story has always been pretty interesting, in my opinion. It's very, certainly very different. It really is the fan. Sometimes it's hard, like, you forget about the fantasy aspect of the show.
Yeah, especially when you see dragons and White Walkers, dire wolves.
In the beginning, I mean, like, you know, the dragons weren't a thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They don't really show. It's all military and political based and war and all that. You don't really.
No, it definitely feels medieval.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, this is definitely bringing the fantasy in hardcore.
Yeah.
With Bronn storyline.
No, sure. Especially you have with dragons and the undead and everything. The thing you're missing is wizards.
Right.
That's all you're missing. And he is their Merlin of Seth.
You just need somebody to just walk in and just like start fireball blasting
Patronum.
Their hands. Yeah. And just start wielding magic out of nowhere. Like, that's what we're missing all the time. Because we got the time travel.
Yeah.
You know? We got the dragons and the undead. Like, what's next? You know? And I think that. Going back to Sam, and I think that's why he was just so accepting of it, because like he's seen it all at this point.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, you're a three-eyed raven and you see things. Sure.
Why not?
Because this is the world we live in. I'll accept it. It's not like I can't believe you. This is the thing.
Which I gotta say, I'm curious towards what Sam is bringing to the table now. And granted, like we know, like he knows about the Dragonglass. He knows about how to stop White Walkers and how to stop Grayscale. You know, he knows about the true history of Jon Snow. He knew it before Bronn really laid it into him. Like he was piecing it together himself.
Because Bronn was wrong.
Huh?
Bronn was wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sam actually corrected him. It's like, well, see for yourself. He's like, all right, yeah. Well, and he went back in time.
Yeah. So it's like, so right there, it's like, he knows, so like, we know he took a lot of books with him. I wonder if he may have found books that even have like more like weaponry, like in a more of like a chemical sense. Cause like we've seen that some of these maesters know more than what they're actually showing or using. You know, the fact that there was a cure for Grayscale the whole time and it hasn't been used, they had that, but it was just dangerous, you know? And like you got the maester who works for Cersei brought the mountain back from the dead, you know? So I wonder if maybe if Sam's coming back with a little something extra, you know, that could be really cool. Like, it won't be sorcery, but, you know, I think he might bring some kind of, like, extra mystical science-y thing that can help them.
Yeah, Sam's another character that's definitely come a long way from season one.
Oh, yeah. He's grown.
He's definitely come into his own. Still, you know, the bumbling, jolly fool that he is.
Yeah.
I mean, this season he was totally the MVP. Like, he discovered a lot of things that was definitely helpful.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he stepped it up. You know, this was not the guy that we saw running and not being able to fight a battle, you know, needed John's protection. Like,
I mean, he still is that person.
Yes. But I mean, like, but now like, he's running into situations instead of running from them.
And he's definitely like, he's standing up for what he believes.
Yeah.
He was quite the coward in the beginning when he would just run. But now he's, you know, for things that he firmly believes in, like, he argues it.
Yeah.
You know, he's not afraid to do it. Like, he just packs up and leaves. You know, he stood up to his father. He stood up to all those maesters and you know, doubted him and just, like, put him in his so-called place. But, you know, he's definitely, you know, he's grown up.
He's using the weapon that's the ultimate weapon. His mind. Knowledge. Yeah.
Because reading is fundamental, kids.
Yep. Think about that, boys and girls. All you monster kids out there. After school lesson right there.
Read a book.
And write them, too. Because, man, how much books did he freaking write? If he was not scrubbing toilets, he was reading and writing books.
Yeah, I'm not
transcribing. Yeah.
Dude. Ugh. That montage from that episode where it was just like...
Ugh, the Dookie beef stew.
Oh,
great transition.
No, I can't. No, yeah, I can't look at beef stew.
So. Yeah, it's good that we don't eat that anymore.
Yeah.
Listeners are like, you eat Dookie beef stew? Not anymore.
Because of Game of Thrones.
Thanks, Game of Thrones.
Not because it's Dookie beef stew, because of Game of Thrones and the depiction.
So nasty.
You gross. But there are some missing characters from the season, and everything always comes back full circle at one.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what Melisandre's up to.
She was gone for a few episodes. Yeah,
she was a major player for a little while.
Most of the seasons.
Yeah, and so she's missing. There was that one episode where we saw Arya's direwolf,
and
I feel like they wouldn't have put in that scene if it wasn't
something.
Like,
so
it's
true.
It's like a random scene for what reason? If it doesn't come back,
yeah.
So I'm still thinking about that. Like, how does her dire wolf come into play? Like, will it come back with a pack of wolves? And
which we saw it did have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that part of their army now? Like, they have this pack of wolves? Or maybe it finds more dire wolves that they thought were missing.
There's still John's wolf, too. It didn't die. He just left it behind during the Battle of the Bastards so it wouldn't get hurt. So, yeah. So, Ghost is still kicking. We didn't see Ghost this whole season.
I thought they didn't kill Ghost?
No.
When he got stabbed?
Before they went to the Battle of the Bastards, you got to see Ghost.
Oh, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
All right, so there's two dire
wolves. Yeah.
And what else are you missing? I think it's...
Well, we've only heard, I guess, that they're still alive, but we still have this guy's sister. I don't call him Reek, but that's not his name anymore. He went back to his... Yara. Yara's still alive, and then we still have... Oh, no, the other ones are dead. The...
Alara.
Yeah, we know they died. But Alara. She's still kicking. So we're told, so... Which I guess I really hope, he's not a character that I've necessarily wanted there to be redemption at this point in time. But
he can't be Reek forever.
He can't be Reek forever. But if he's standing up now, if he really is.
I think he got his back.
First of all, I want him to die.
Yeah.
But I want him to die, if he's going to truly redeem himself, die saving his sister.
I agree.
You know, kill his uncle and then die. Mm-hmm. You know? Because then he'll die with honor, at least.
That's true.
You know? And I feel like it'll be like the freaking, I'm at a loss for names now, but you never watched Lord of the Rings. You don't know what I'm about to talk about now.
I'm sorry.
It'll be like Boromir in Lord of the Rings coming back. Jin's like shaking. I was like, yeah, Boromir, Lord of the Rings. Yep, go on. I got you. Never seen it, but okay. But Boromir wants the ring for himself so he can save mankind, save the man, human race. But then he fights the urge eventually and he saves the hobbits and he takes some dank ass arrows to the chest, multiple arrows. Arrows are $0.50 thick freaking arrows. Takes multiple arrows to the chest and he redeems himself. And it's like, if you're going to die, that's how you die. You die with honor and doing the right thing. And I feel like that's what he has to do. He has to die doing the right thing.
Yeah, because he has a lot of people that he owes this to.
Like the world. Yeah. The whole Stark family, his whole family.
He's done a lot of wrongs
and yeah.
He wants to right. No, I totally agree. Yeah. He does deserve to die.
Yeah.
And he needs to save his sister because she went out of her way to get him back.
Yes.
And it's not like they even really grew up together. They were estranged for so long.
Yeah, because as far as we know, he was taken away as a baby, right? Or at least a toddler.
Yeah, that's what John was saying. Ned Stark was pretty more of a father to him than his own father.
Yeah.
And, Ned had taken him in as a ward so many years ago. So, and everyone needs a fleet at this point. They are the greatest fleet.
Yeah.
So... our guys in the North definitely deserve another win. Because they took some heavy losses way in the
season. Yeah, for sure.
And based on what we saw at the end of the season, they're going to continue taking these losses because that's not going to be an easy fight.
Oh my God, no. Not at all. I kind of feel, since we know it's clear that Cersei is not going to back them in this war, she's not sending any troops up there. She plans on taking back all her land that was taken from her.
Yeah.
I see, I personally don't even see her taking, any of the South. I could see it being, they're going to go fight the war in the North. I could see her even, just hitting them from behind. Mm. And just, taking them out. Or, if the final battle is not them against the White Walkers, I say they defeat the White Walkers, they come back, but they're tired. It's all right, we got all those, let's head back to Dragon Rock and let's recuperate. And on the way over there, Cersei freaking comes in and with mega freaking arrows and takes out the dragons and, does some dastardly stuff.
God, I hate her. Yeah, it's everything.
That's award-winning hatred right there.
She's definitely like Lena Headey does an excellent job with that character.
Yeah,
you know, stirring those emotions. Like that's what, as an actor, that's the goal, isn't it? Like to stir the emotions.
Yeah,
like, if
yeah.
If you're a bad guy, you want your audience to hate you. that is the goal. Like you want to stir those feelings and emotions.
Yeah.
And she's certainly doing it.
No, it's very true. I'm going to talk some soap opera talk now. Come out of nowhere with this. But growing up, I used to watch this show called All My Children with my mom. And it had an actress on it, Susan Lucci, who played, his name was Jessica King or something like that. But in any case, this character was the royalest bitch of all bitches. Okay. All right. Yeah. And like she played this character for decades. And every year she'd get nominated for... what is it? The awards that the soap operas get?
Tonys?
No, that's for musicals and drama and stage performances. It's not an Emmy either. I forget what it is, but still, there's awards for soap operas, okay. and she'd always be nominated. She'd never get it, yeah. Ever. She didn't get it until like I think her last like year of being on the soap or whatever. But there was always like, oh, don't you feel bad that you haven't won? And it's like the fan. No, it's like. Do you think the fans hate you? It's like, oh yeah, the fans, of course they hate me, you know, but that's how I know I'm doing a good job is because I know that my fans hate me. It's like the more I am a bitch, it's like the more I'm doing it right. You know, that was always like her mentality of the thing. And I feel it's so true. It's like, I think with Lena Headey, I think she's got that. I think she understands that 100%. She embraces it all the way through.
Well, she's always played like a strong character. I don't think I've
ever, it's true. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen her play like a weak person.
Yeah, like 300, badass queen, you know, the Terminator Chronicles or the Sarah Connor Chronicles, Terminator. Again, you know, playing that character, you gotta be a badass.
Right.
You know,
for sure.
But even Dredd, mm-hmm. Freaking, I find myself rooting for her as opposed to for Judge Dredd.
Yeah, right?
You know, even though Carbon was a far better Judge Dredd than Sylvester Stallone was, you know, but she was just so badass. It's like, man, she's pretty cool. I'll let her win. Okay.
I was like, I know who's that.
Yeah. She can be the law. I'm good with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, but yeah, no, I believe that she's that person in real life, honestly.
For sure.
Yeah.
I can't see her just taking shit from anybody.
Not at all. No. So, all right. I think let's wrap this up with final predictions of who's going to die in the last season.
Everyone.
That would be crazy. How crazy would it be if all the White Walkers win?
No one gets the Iron
Throne. I'd say that'd be pretty amazing. Most shows never give you that kind of satisfactory, though. I would find it satisfactory. Most people would be like, no, I want the good guy to win. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, but that would be amazing.
It's so much. Like, there's so much that still needs to happen. Like, it took 7 seasons for the White Walkers to finally cross the wall. And it's like, and you're just going to wrap that battle in one season. Like, how?
Yeah.
How are you going to do this? So, I can't even wrap my mind around it. Like, I feel like whoever's going to sit on the Iron Throne, I feel like Cersei's there currently. I feel like she's still going to be there.
Yeah.
Because there's still so much land that these guys have to march through. Unless Night King Dragon Man comes in just like, you guys handle these cities all
yeah.
the way. I'm just going to like...
Mosey on down
to King's Landing and take them out. I'll rendezvous with you guys back, but... It's hard to tell. Like, I feel like she's still going to be there because there's still so much ground to cover.
Yeah.
And, you know, their army is up there. Like, Daenerys and her crew is going up there. So
for sure.
It's going to be tough for them, but I feel like, you know, that'll hold for a while. So without them even realizing it, they don't know that Cersei has betrayed
yeah.
her. Yeah. But they'll see that soon enough when her crew's out there and Jaime's the only one that's
yeah.
coming up. And he has no one behind him, but... Without even realizing, they don't even know that they're defending Cersei at this point.
Yeah.
So it very could well happen that these guys get taken out. I hope not. And Cersei might be okay, but like, you know, if they get taken out, her days are numbered anyway.
Yeah.
So I mean, it very well could be everyone's gonna die, and maybe Euron Greyjoy is lucky because he's just chilling in the, on an
island. Maybe, yeah, yeah.
You know? But there's also no one's petitioning anyone on the other side of the world.
Mm.
So maybe we lose King's Landing, and maybe Braavos and the Free Cities are what's standing left.
Yeah.
I
feel leaving like, a new world.
Yeah. And there is no more Iron Throne. I think that's where it's going, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Just because we know the sheer force that's coming. We saw all those bodies. There's a lot of undead coming, and they do not have enough resources or dragons to stop them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to tell. What do you think?
Man. Well, since season one, this has been proven to be a story where the people that you like, your favorite characters, are going to die.
Yeah.
You know? Because I remember coming into this, like, when I first started watching Game of Thrones, there was already, what, 2-3 seasons in?
Yeah.
And I knew that, what's the name of it? Jeffrey Bean?
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean. I was thinking Jeffrey Bean. Sean Bean was in it. I was like, Sean Bean's in it? Freaking, that's Boromir. It's like, maybe he'll get to live in this one. And watching season one, it's like, this guy's the man. This guy's cool. This is it. This is going to be. And I remember seeing billboards, and it's like, oh, well, this is his show. It's like, if he's on a show, then he has to live. Because they're not going to kill off their main character, right? What the hell, they kill off their main character? This guy never gets to live. But right from there, it's like, all right, there is no one's off limits in this show.
No.
Right from the get-go, I learned that. You know, so I feel that as much as we like characters like Jon and Daenerys and Tyrion, my boy Tyrion,
the
Dinkle. Yeah, I feel that all three of them can be taken out in this last season, honestly. And I think that also Cersei will die, honestly, because while this, yeah, there's this battle in the north, you still got Sansa and Arya, who are very conscious of the battle that's below them. You know, because Sansa's so political driven and Arya is so murder driven. No, but there's that revenge, yeah, that, you know, she wants her family to be avenged. I think with those two together, that I can see them going down south with like a little army of sorts, because Sansa has the veil now.
That's true.
You know, There's a lot that they command that I could see those three dying, and maybe they die saving the North, you know, from the White Walkers and everything. Mm-hmm. But I could see those three going down and stopping Cersei, because Arya still has a list, and I don't see her dying before that list is fulfilled.
That's true. That's very
true. You know, and Cersei is on that list.
She's like number one on that
list. So I think that Arya will kill Cersei.
One can only
honestly. Hey, everyone she's sought out for so far, she has pulled off.
But, like, it's so tough to tell, because with this war coming at them, like, is she going to leave? She's got a Valyrian dagger. Like, we've seen what Valyrian steel can do. And not to mention she's one of the most
badass characters. I don't see her being in the White Walker battle, though, honestly.
No.
I just don't see it happening. Because she's still so gung-ho in her ways of, like, well, this is what I have to worry about. You know, she's driven on that list, mm-hmm. You know.
Because honestly, she can just go in there by herself. She doesn't even need an army.
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. It's like, she could become the maester, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I don't see any army going with them to go.
Yeah.
Like, all bodies need to be up north to handle what's about to happen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's true. She could go down by herself, and she's not like she needs help.
Yeah.
She's trained to be stealthy. Like, she's quiet as a mouse when she wants to
not be heard. Yeah, exactly.
And you saw her bag of faces. Who knows what else is in there?
She'll gather more as she goes down.
It's true. She's got Peter's face.
Right? I mean, like, I predict, even remember that scene where she was with Ed Sheeran? You know? I wouldn't be too surprised if she killed all those guys. Add a hole of the bag of faces, you know?
Oh, man. But they gave her beer and...
Yeah, but they work for the queen. Rabbit, squirrel, I don't know, rodent.
Some small animal. It's true.
But, so those are my predictions. You heard it from me first, all right? Jon Snow, Daenerys, and Tyrion, my freaking, the dream team, they're probably going to die. But I think Arya will kill Cersei before its season ends.
I need that to happen.
Yeah.
I think we need that to happen.
That's what I predict. And with that being said, I think if her and her sister are the last ones, that they will then rule. I could see a wolf at the end of it. Maybe not a dragon, but maybe a wolf. Because that pack.
Yeah.
The pack
lives.
Yeah.
Oh, but what if...
a light bulb just popped in your head. What are you thinking?
Well, because, like, that thing that they said that their dad used to say, like, when the lone wolf dies, the pack survives.
Oh, so by herself.
The lone wolf.
Yeah.
And she kills... Granted, she kills Cersei.
The mountain?
Dies, and, yeah. Or... The mountain's on the list, too, I
think. Yeah, because what did the hound say?
What did the hound say?
The hound, in this episode, the hound, he went to his brother, and he's like, "There's, you know what's coming for you." Mm. You know? What if that's what he meant?
Oh.
Of what's coming for him is Arya. But I think Arya will have a battle on her hand if she tries to fight the mountain.
Yeah, they're very different in size.
Yeah, size, fighting style. Even though she proved that size does not matter to defeat her. But yeah, it's going to take a lot more than what she's got up her sleeve to beat him.
Yeah, because, like, what's his deal? Like, can you kill someone who's already dead?
Yeah, like, I think he's somewhere in that in-between area of being a White Walker and someone who's alive, mm-hmm. You know?
And you don't know what Juju
is. And he can take a hit, you know? And he's covered fully. It's going to be hard to penetrate anywhere on him.
Yeah, like, what does he have, his eye holes?
That's it. Because his neck looks covered.
Anyone else can die, but I really don't want Arya to die.
Yeah. Arya's in. We've been rooting for that girl since episode one, and when she drew the arrow and hit the bullseye. She showed how badass she was in that episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this girl's cool. She's going to keep on being cool.
Yeah. Okay, I can't let Arya and Drogon die. Anyone else is...
Everyone else is okay.
I don't care. Yeah.
Well... You guys let us know what you think, all right? Comment on our page, on our YouTube, on our Facebook. Let us know your thoughts. Who do you think is going to die in next season? Or live, yeah, but this show's all about dying. Let's just be honest, all right?
We're trying to be optimistic here.
What are your thoughts? What are your predictions? Well, this is another Famous Monsters podcast wrapping up. Thank you for listening. As always, I'm George, your jack of all trades. With me is Jen Pham.
Good morning.
In morning. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and on our YouTube page. Don't forget to watch our Famous Monsters TV on Coffee 20. And signing off.